In spite of windy, rainy, generally crummy hunting weather, the Department of Natural Resources says the so-called T-zone hunt was a success. More than 64,000 deer were killed. That's compared to 40,000 during last year's short season. T-zones are areas the DNR says are at least 20% over the population designated for deer. Wildlife biologist Fred Strand in Superior says there are many more zones open to hunting this year than last.
Yes, it's certainly a very good start to a large antlerless harvest this fall. But obviously, even with these numbers, we still expect a very substantial number of antlerless deer to be harvested in our archery seasons and in our regular November gun deer season.
Right now, there are 1,700,000 deer in the state. The DNR would like to see that number closer to 1 million. Strand says that would ease the number of nuisance deer.
There's many consequences, including damage to forestry products, trees, shrubs, herbaceous plants, damage to agricultural crops, as well as just increased opportunities for deer vehicle accidents.
It was also a safe hunt. No injuries were reported. The regular 9-day gun deer hunting season begins on November 20th. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.